This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, on the radio, on the air, through the social media world of Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, continuing conversation, a good day show. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The concentration on death and destruction. I thought it was very interesting over the last 24 hours or so how many people in certain places in the world have asked, where's the beef when it comes to responses from people who are in the leadership positions in the various Muslim communities. This situation, when you look at the 41 people who were killed at Istanbul's airport, 22 at a cafe in Bangladesh, 250 celebrating final days of Ramadan in Baghdad, bombings in three cities in Saudi Arabia. There was a Syrian dissident yesterday leaning over his coffee at a coffee cafe. He was interviewed by a reporter who asked the reporter. The reporter wasn't asking the questions, apparently. This fellow was asking the reporter, where's the outrage? Where's the global outrage? Where's the outpouring that came after the same groups unleashed the attack in Brussels and in Paris? Because the implication is clear there, at least from this person's point of view. The people who were killed recently were non-whites. They were non-Christians, non-Westerners. So if you're not from the West, you're not Christian, and you're not white, you don't count. That's basically what the guy is saying. So instead of us figuring out a way to create unanimity, there are a lot of people like that who continue to... And I'm not suggesting that he's not wrong. Is that a double negative? That he's, he may be right when you think about it that way. How many people have thought about it that way? The outrage, the outpouring, Brussels, Paris, off the charts. But yet, have you thought the same way about it? I'm asking you personally. The killings in Muslim areas of Muslims by Muslims versus the killing of non-Muslims in non-Muslim areas by Muslims. It's kind of like in Chicago, where black crime on blacks is 96% of all the violence. And you don't hear a lot of people getting upset about that in the black community, do you? I think that murder is murder, death is death.
This is where I think you're wrong, though. I think tons of people in the black community are upset about it, and I think that tons of people in the Muslim community are upset about this, and yet
Where's the story? Is the news media not covering it, then?
I think so. I think that normal people are upset that people are being killed in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the news media isn't covering it, but I also think, you know, we're always asking Muslim people, oh, where are they when all of these attacks happen on Westerners? Why aren't they speaking out loud about it? Well, I think plenty of them are, and I think plenty of them are obviously hate ISIS because their communities are being killed too, and their communities were being killed before Westerners were.
Because Daesh.
They're the ones who have been living with these people.
So why don't they do something about it instead of run away?
What do you mean, instead of running away?
The people who are refugees, who in some circumstances, most revolutions...
Because I think
they're trying to
survive.
Well, I get that.
Are they supposed to sacrifice all of their lives to fight a war?
I think they need to fight for what they believe in. I think anybody who gets into positions like this, what has happened is the world community has made it easy for these people who have been aggrieved by these no-good bastards, Daesh. They've made it, the world community says, okay, come here, come there, and then they don't think about the ramifications of that, how upsetting. And what it really does is get down to, if you bore way down deep into the issue here, the issue is religion. You don't believe what I believe, therefore you're wrong. and what it creates, the feelings, and religion is mostly to do with this, although race has to do with it, as is suggested, religion and race. The two nemeses, is that what's the plural of nemesis? Nemeses, maybe. The fact that the human condition apparently is not bred into getting along. Thus we have all these countries, we have all these different sects, S-E-C-T-S, we have the world exploding. If you look at the, and I probably should get an astrologer on to actually talk about how astrologically the world or the various signs and where they are create this havoc. Because that's really what you can say, Stefan, he's crazy. No, I'm not. I see this as, whether it's personal relationships, whether it's people who are at work. Now, I'm not saying everybody is going through the same thing, but let's admit it. The last 4 months have been crazy with all of this stuff that I just enumerated. And the last 3 or 4 years, or the last 30 or 40 years, or the last 300 or 400 years, you can find times in there. And that's where understanding astrology comes into this, from my point of view. I don't always use it. I ask after the fact, why are there these conflicts in either my own life, people that I'm working with, and the situation we find ourselves in here is increasingly difficult. And a good astrologer explained where Mars is and Pluto and Jupiter and all that other stuff. And I don't know that understanding fixes it. Frankly, it doesn't most of the time. It just makes it easier to understand the craziness. And we are in a very crazy period right now. Look at what else is going on. People individually. Here's the story of Seaman James Lovelace, who died during a Navy SEAL training episode, drowned after being repeatedly dunked during a pool training exercise. We're going to have that story in a moment, plus the 2020 news quiz question coming up to 14 past the hour here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We're excited to announce that the pharmacy you trust is now in the store you love, because CVS Pharmacy is now at Target, so you can expect more, even when it comes to your health. Our CVS pharmacists give expert advice on everything, from dosage instructions to side effects to drug interactions. We'll help fill your prescriptions while you fill your shopping cart. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and 5 times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
All right, 17 at the hour, Thursday, July the 7th, as we work our way through the first full week of July. Lots of people on vacation. This is the most vacationed week of the year. Things seem slow because they are, well, slow depending on how you take things apart. I find myself looking around and it's the same sort of thing. So I love doing this and have done it for so long because I love talking about what's going on in the world. That'll bring us around, by the way, that focus to our 2020 News Quiz question in a moment. First, though, the story of this seaman named James Lovelace. Here's an overview of the investigation, at least initial investigation, suggesting his death was no accident.
According to a report by CBS News, U.S. Pentagon correspondent David Martin reported that a San Diego coroner is expected to issue a report that categorizes the death of a Navy SEAL trainee as a drowning homicide. On May 6th, 21-year-old Navy SEAL trainee James Derek Lovelace reportedly lost consciousness while swimming during a drill. According to Naval Special Warfare Center spokesman Lieutenant Trevor Davids, Lovelace was rescued from the pool after showing signs of having difficulty while treading water in the camouflage uniform and dive mask he was wearing. Martin's report doesn't necessarily rule Lovelace's death as murder, but finds that he didn't die by accident, but rather at the hands of others.
So what is that? In your world, what is that? There are all kinds of legal nuances in things like this, but what it appears on the surface to probably you and me is that this is the same sort of thing, the initiation, college campuses see this stuff all the time during frat week. And so you wonder, again, what it is that motivates people to do these sorts of things. Officials expect charges against at least one of the training instructors. Reminds me of that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robert De Niro of about 10, 12 years ago. The people in the coroner's office say this was not an accident. Third recruit to die within 6 months for the same thing. So where they put these, well, if you want to be a SEAL, you got to be tough. But it's a tough way to weed people out when they get into situations like this and they die or drown.
Yeah, I mean, I agree that they need rigorous training because otherwise more people will actually die in the field. But the thing that I was really surprised that I read is that when this happened, they didn't have defibrillators on scene. They didn't put them on scene until a few days after when they changed a few training regulations. Mm-hmm. I mean, normal pools and schools all have defibrillators if they can afford them, and the Navy can definitely afford them. So the idea that they didn't have them there as a safety precaution when this training is so rigorous is just crazy to me.
Well, you're a lifeguard. That's where your expertise comes from. What will happen here is that you and I, the taxpayers, will pay whatever their award is upon the family suing the federal government for being careless. That's it. All right, speaking of lawsuits, here's the 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready? Answer it by dialing 888-553. No, that's the other number. 888-302-3684. I got two different numbers I use. 888-302-DOUG. Which former TV anchor has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against her former boss? Name the anchor, name the boss. Get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. That's a great, great essay book. All right, so here we are with an opportunity for you to have a little fun with us conversationally. 888-302-3684. Which well-known former news anchor filed a sexual harassment lawsuit yesterday against her famous boss? Former famous. Well, he's still famous. This is going to stir up the pot for a lot of people. 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us here with an overview of the top medical stories of the week, including a Zika update. The studies show more challenges here. A bunch of new studies, I think, on Zika. Is that right, Ken?
Well, what's important to us here in Florida is a child has been born in Florida with microcephaly, Doug. This is a condition where babies are born with abnormally shrunken heads and underdeveloped brains. The child's mother was infected in Haiti and came to Florida to deliver the baby. The CDC now recommends that pregnant women or those thinking of becoming pregnant should postpone travel to Zika-affected areas.
Isn't that just common sense? I mean, you've got it with all the press about this. You got to be stupid.
How many times have I told you, if people use common sense, I'd be home at 3 in the afternoon?
All right, I'm just looking at some of these other studies. Zika's trickier than it appeared at first. Sometimes it can lurk for months in pregnant women and interfere also with their immune system response. This is a sobering study. Zika persists for weeks in pregnant females because they were studying monkeys that they infected with a virus. That almost seems like cruelty. Doesn't that seem like that right here? They're just,
well, that's how they're trying to develop a vaccine.
Yeah, using monkeys. I'm betting that they're
testing.
They don't like that. All right, e-cigarettes. Disgusting in all kinds of ways, but here's a study that will make you even more disgusted with these things than perhaps you've been already.
Yes, before you think those e-cigarettes are nice and safe, you have to rethink it. This comes out of the medical journal PLOS1 this week. Those electronic cigarettes, they're perceived, Doug, by many as an effective way to stop smoking, and numerous studies suggest they are significantly less harmful to health than conventional cigarettes. But this new study, however, claims that devices are not without risk. They could raise the risk of oral disease. That's problems in the mouth. The vapor of e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, contains toxic compounds and nanoparticles that destroy the outer layer of skin cells in the mouth.
This sounds like one of the people who smoke pipes or cigars. Sounds like the same kind of thing. Yes, but these are being used more by teenagers. Some teenagers begin to smoke by using these e-cigarettes, right?
Right. They think they're safe. They think they're a safe way to stop smoking. They're used as a substitute, just something to smoke. But I think these things have their own issues, and I'd really avoid them.
Yeah. You've never smoked, have you?
No.
No. Have you nobody in your family, anybody you know well, smoke and then stop?
Mom and Dad.
Your mother and father both did.
Yes, when I was in elementary school, they both stopped.
Really?
Cold turkey.
And your mother was a nurse, too. What did your father did?
My father was a small businessman. My mother, yes, was a registered nurse, worked till a few years before she died.
Yeah. Pretty amazing, even what people know, and they still, you know, I was going to the bank, and there was an ambulance driver standing outside the bank, ambulance driver, lighting up a cigarette. I looked at him, and I thought to myself, what a dummy. I mean, how many people does he carry in his ambulance that have problems because of the fact they smoked? All right, let's fix a problem of your blood flow. Dr. Ken wants to spend about 30 seconds telling you about Super Beets.
This is Nobel Prize winning information. In 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as the signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998 the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Your body, it's a gas. It needs to continuously make this gas. You need the building blocks. It helps relax the blood vessels and it lets the red blood cells in to deliver oxygen from head to toe. If you don't have enough of the building blocks of nitric oxide, your body won't be functioning properly.
Here's how you get the proper functioning of the body, the blood going to your muscles, your brain, your heart, all over your body. 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets, yours when you call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Get on the Super Beets program, 800-655-4183. Yes, Len?
And water don't mix, but ethanol and water mix just fine. A fishing pro who advocates for fuel ethanol today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Fuel ethanol opponents have long maintained that ethanol-blended gasoline is bad for outboard motors. But Brian Sowers told the EPA otherwise at a hearing in Kansas City last month. Sowers is co-host of Crappie Masters TV.
I came from an agriculture background, which I'm very proud of, and I believe in this. When I joined Crappie Masters, we had discussions about how can we get the message out about renewable fuels to a whole different audience. We get trapped, I think, a lot of times in the farming industry of telling the story to the same people who are obviously going to support it anyway.
Sowers says Crappie Masters awards its fishing tournament winning teams extra prize money if they use ethanol blends in their boat motors. More tomorrow for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. Patience is a virtue. You've heard that before. Patience pays. Well, patience in this place will pay off, because sometimes you get on the phone, you got to wait for a while before I get to you, such as the case with the 2020 News Quiz question. Today's question asks, which former television anchor has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against her former boss? Let's find out what Elizabeth has to say, listening in Palm Desert, California. I'm betting it's plenty hot there, even at this time of the day, Elizabeth. Is that right?
No, it's probably in the 70s outside. It's quite nice now, but my problem's insomnia.
Insomnia, that's right. Well, I'm here to solve that problem for you. I'm here to solve all kinds of problems, Elizabeth, including your insomnia. How am I doing?
Many nights very well.
All right, that's good. Well, it's early in the morning, and it's time for us to wake up, rise, and shine, think about what's going on in the world. So an answer to the question, which former anchor has filed a sexual harassment lawsuit against her former boss, your answer is?
Gretchen Carlson.
Against?
I can't think of his name.
Roger Ailes.
Ailes, yes.
Roger Ailes has filed. He hasn't. I'm betting one of two things is going to happen here. First of all, Gretchen Carlson
had an issue before with the people that were on the male co-hosts. She was on Fox and Friends for, I think, 9 years. And she was Steve Deasy, Deucey, how do you pronounce his name? Deucey, DC, whatever his name is. Deucey, I think it is. She accused him of pervasive sexual harassment, and now Roger Ailes, basically, she's complaining about the same thing. She's 50 years old. She says she was fired after 11 years there when she refused to go to bed with Ailes. Well, Ailes is 75 years old, ugly and fat, and kind of just kind of a lechery. I sat in his office once when we were talking about me doing some stuff at Fox. He's a brilliant guy, great strategist, a politician to the nth degree, wears his politics on his sleeve. Fox has been basically modeled on his ideas about where the world ought to be and how politics ought to be run. And he's been very successful, makes $24 million a year at the helm of Fox News, close to Rupert Murdoch, who owns all of this. I'm betting, though, that Ailes may be on his way out. I don't know who's there that would be smarter or as smart to keep up the push on the way they handle things and approach things for their market. But I'm betting that Rupert Murdoch, if not him, his children, who are now more in charge than he is in most of the areas of the world where the Fox brand or the brand that's been created by Murdoch, is these people are not going to put up with this. So I'll bet that Roger Ailes has early retirement, not early, 75, that depending on how much bad PR, because more people than not don't like him, because more people than not don't like Fox, he'll become a target, not because of anything other than, well, because of a couple of things, because he's a lecherous old pig, apparently, and because he is someone that people don't like because they don't like his politics. Yeah, that motivates a lot of people. I'm sure that the people who love him include his family, friends, some co-workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the other side of it is that Gretchen, maybe she was a former Miss America, if memory serves me correctly. She went to work for CBS as a reporter. Then she got a job in a little more in-depth, and I forget where she was working. But then she came to Roger Ailes' attention. If you look at the people that Roger Ailes hires for anchors, Megyn Kelly is another example, but most of them have more looks than substance. I'm not suggesting that's the case with Carlson. I happen to find her actually quite good. That's my own opinion about what she does. I've always said that. I thought she was quite good. I thought even after the years when Elizabeth Hasselbeck went there from The View, even though people thought she was a bumbling blonde, I think deep down she learned a lot and matured and was okay. I think that Kelly makes an issue of herself because she's very focused on herself, as is the case with a lot of people who are in the TV news business, more interested in themselves and their career than they are getting the news. So, and there's a lot of that, the other people who are there. But that's also one of the reasons Fox does well. Ailes understands that his audience, which is more men than women, and it doesn't make any difference what age they are, but more certainly as they push to his age, because the average listener to Fox or the average viewer to Fox is in the 60s. So those people seem to like to watch younger blondes bubbling out on television with whatever it is that they do, whether they're actually reporting or they're parroting somebody else's words. They're there to look well and good. And Roger Ailes' job is to make money, to get ratings. His job isn't to present a fair and balanced anything, which is, you know, when you hear that stuff from Fox, all fair and balanced nonsense. So, anyway, that's the spin on that, Elizabeth. You got anything that you would like to add? What do you think of Gretchen, and how much time do you spend watching Fox News?
Well, I don't watch it, not because of any political leanings one way or another, but I haven't had television in over 20 years.
No, really?
Yep.
That kind of smells. So you must read a lot of books.
I listen to a lot of radio.
Do you really? Good for you.
Yeah, and I do read. I read daily, that's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're my hero. Hold on just a second, and we'll make sure you get a copy of yet another good book for you to read. This book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good. When you do the work, you'll find it very inspiring. So thank you very much, Elizabeth, for your time. Yeah, I think the Gretchen Carlson thing is going to have legs. Matter of fact, why don't you, Kara, play this sort of news overview? I don't know how objective some news person is going to be from another network, but let's give it a shot.
Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson accused the network's chairman and CEO, Roger Ailes, of sexual harassment in a lawsuit filed Wednesday. In the suit, Carlson claims Ailes, quote, sabotaged her career because she refused his sexual advances. She also complained about severe and pervasive sexual harassment during her time at the news network. She went on to accuse Ailes of ostracizing, marginalizing, and shunning her before firing her last month. Ailes allegedly made it clear that Carlson's treatment would improve if she had a sexual relationship with him. Coincidentally, Carlson penned an essay in the Huffington Post last year where she wrote that sexual harassment wasn't just a women's issue. Beginning her work with Fox in 2005, Carlson was a co-host on the morning show Fox and Friends, and eventually hosted her own program, The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson. She's an award-winning journalist who's conducted interviews with world leaders such as Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George W. Bush. The former Miss America, crowned in 1989, published an autobiography titled Getting Real last year, where she encourages women to speak their minds. Following her own advice, Carlson took to Facebook Wednesday to announce she no longer works for Fox and asked her fans for support. Carlson said the lawsuit was a difficult step to take. In a statement, she wrote, I had to stand up for myself and speak out for all women and the next generation of women in the workplace.
Huh. How about that? I think it's, I have a lot of respect for her. Good for her. She may have killed her chances of getting a job, another job, and that happens often with women who are her age. There's a real problem of sexism, ageism in the media in general, certainly the news media or the television media, and even in movies. Sexism pervades and ageism pervades. So you got both those things going. You say, wow, look at Julia Roberts. She's getting older. She gets parts. Let's look at the number of women who are her age that have come along and get good parts versus the number of men who are her age that get good parts. I think that there's something. And the same can be said for television, I think. Television shows, some of the dramas and comedies, that sort of thing. Everybody's looking for these young kids. I think of Big Brother as an example. I know people say, huh? I don't think it's funny. I don't think there's anything. There's nothing about that, but it's not for me. It's Kara for you. It's not for me. Big Brother's not aimed at me. NCIS is aimed at me, but the advertisers seem to like more the age of majority, which is under where my age is. And that's going to predicate what you see on TV, what you see in the movies, what you get for media entertainment in general, or media coverage. That's the way I see it. How do you see it? 888-302-DOUG. Twitter, continuing conversation at Good Day Show, 44 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Sciences Senior Manager Paul Carter to discuss Pioneer planting rate estimators.
Well, growers are interested in increasing yields, and one of the main features that they look at is hybrids and improved hybrids over time, and we've had genetic gain of about 2 bushels per acre per year. And right after they work with their seed rep to decide which hybrid to plant, where to plant, the next question they work with together is what should be the seeding rate or the planting rate be? The planting rate estimator can be accessed and used two ways. It's available on pioneer.com. It's also available as an app. The real feature there is that for a range of yield levels, you can enter your yield level that's desired, enter the grain price that you expect and the seed price, and then it'll give you the optimum seeding rate by hybrid for that combination. And one of the new features that we have developed is much more resolution, we call it, much more specificity in the plant populations than we had in the past. You can dial in 10 bushel per acre increments. For example, if you have one field that you expect 160 bushels per acre, then enter in 160 bushels per acre into the estimator. If you have another part of that same field that you expect a little closer to 190 or 200, then you can enter that in, and you'll get a separate seeding rate for both of those ranges. If you're going way out there and you're looking at different combinations of seeding rates and hybrids within a field, then you could actually look at any combination of three hybrids and three seeding rates as well with this tool.
Are there any additional features that Pioneer is debuting this year?
Another feature that we had this year for the first time was a version for what we call water-limited sites. And those are sites, they're primarily in the western U.S., but there might be some others as well that, due to water limitations, are 150 bushels per acre and lower. The planting rate estimator information will also be used to drive Encirca Stand. That's the variable rate seeding feature that's part of our Encirca services tool. For those that are using variable rate seeding in your planter, this is the data, the information that'll drive your prescription. So your Pioneer representative has the capability to write that prescription for you and then move it to your planter. Go to Pioneer.com or download the app and take a look at this on your own. That's the first step I would suggest. Work with your Pioneer representative to fine-tune the information that you gather from this tool.
Thanks, Paul. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
All right, it's a classic conversation here in depth in this hour of A Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The question when it comes to those who love these new Teslas, there's a cult here, kind of not unlike what happened when the Prius first became popular. There's a cult following for those cars. People love the Prius, and now this cult following of the Tesla. So when you see headlines like second Tesla crashes while in autopilot mode, do you think, oh, this is a terrible car? No. You think cars shouldn't drive themselves. You should be driving the car. Nothing to do with a Tesla. I love this. Everybody's screaming, another Tesla Model X crashed last Friday while it was on autopilot. What the hell are you putting autopilot in cars for? You nuts? You can't have this sort of thing. They're not, even if down the road, when you get to the era when the Jetsons, 50 years from now, everybody's in a car that doesn't need the road, it glides on air or something. All right, so that's a different story. Right now, the cars aren't ready, people aren't ready, roads aren't ready. There was a driver in the car named Albert Scigaloni, who's owner of an art gallery in Pennsylvania. His son-in-law was also in the car at the same time. Neither were really hurt. Tesla says drivers should keep their hands on the steering wheel at all times. Police report says the car hit a guardrail and crossed between lanes. I mean, this is nothing serious. The Pennsylvania Turnpike is a busy place. That's a stupid place to have an autopilot car as well.
Well, that's the thing, and there are tons of videos on YouTube of people doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the car while it's on autopilot, but they've never said that it's a self-driving car. It's almost the same. I guess it has a few more capabilities, but when you put it on cruise control, it's kind of like that, and you would never take your hands off the wheel for cruise control. So
I use cruise control, especially if I'm going long distances, because my sciatic gets in the way if I have my foot on the accelerator for a long period of time. So I use cruise control all the time. But that's just to give your feet a rest, not your brain, not your arms, common sense, which seems to be being bred out of us, is what maybe we need to have a little more of when it comes to these sorts of cars. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour here.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can do this pretty much all day, every day. How about we do four, five, 6 hours a day? Yeah, just to crank up the... come on, Kara. Let's have the theme. This is Warren Eckstein's theme from the Pet Show. Where'd you get this anyway? This is so corny, it's great.
From one of the great engineers, Al Peterson, put that together.
Really? Oh, Al Peterson, our Al Peterson.
There you go.
Okay, well, then that explains a lot. Okay, it's 54 past the hour. Warren Eckstein.
Whammo!
Yeah, bum-bum-bum-bum, boop-boop. Well, never mind. So, Warren, you have your podcast. Have your radio program.
I spoke to Linda
Blair
yesterday.
You did a Who's Your What?
Linda Blair. Remember Linda Blair from The Exorcist?
Yeah. Sure. Her head goes around and around and around.
She had my head spinning. I was possessed all night. Anyway,
really?
We'll talk about that later. Great conversation about pit bulls.
All right. That plus veterans being held by service dogs, plus Warren's event this weekend. I can't bring a service dog under the circumstances, according to the invitation, but I don't have my service dog anymore anyway. So it'll just be me, and me, Warren. That's it.
There'll be plenty of other dogs there for you to play with. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll do that. Have that conversation in a moment here on Good Day with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's 56 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is a very cool dude. He has helped lots and lots of dogs. He's helped us understand our dogs. I thought it was cool over the 4th of July, a group of veterans who've been helped by service dogs started to give back to fellow veterans. It's called Warrior Canine Connections, headquartered in Germantown, Maryland. Ever heard of them, Warren?
I have. A great organization.
Really? They have a new facility using all donated materials that will allow vets access to counseling to service dogs. Animals are great therapy. You have horse therapy for people who have psychological problems. I've never done cow therapy, but I'm betting you probably could. Dogs especially. What is there about, is it just the way they're raised, or some of them have it in their DNA? What do you find when you're looking for a dog that can really help people? What's the key?
It's just the fact that dogs are so honest, and the fact that they're so honest, they really understand the feelings of people. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, talking about military dogs and how they react, on my podcast this week, I have Monty Hudson and Saxon on with me. If you remember the movie Max, where this war dog was shot, it was based on this dog, Saxon, who's now a good friend of mine.
Really?
Saxon was shot in the head in Afghanistan, also blown up, had part of his ear taken off, and it was stitched back on. Now, Saxon is a therapy dog helping other veterans, which is just an amazing story. So the bottom line is there's no facade with dogs. They just want to make you feel good. And because they're family-oriented, pack animals, they want to be as close to people as they possibly can. And if people just open up their heads a little bit, it's amazing how much we can gain just from being around our pet. Physically, it lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress and anxiety. Senior citizens take 50% less medication if they have a dog or a cat in their house. So the whole concept of pet facilitated therapy is amazing. And next week, I have someone else coming on the show, Patrine Mitchell. You might not know the name, but that's Robert Mitchum's daughter, who is very much involved with horse therapy. So we'll be chatting with her about equine therapy as well.
All right, check out a podcast called The Pet Insider. You can go to the Podcast One app or go to Warren's website, warrenextine.com, petshow.com. Podcasts are great. Radio programs are great. His advice is great. His help is great. And I'm going to go pay tribute to you, especially event in Malibu on Saturday night. I'm happy to be going, actually. Warren Eckstein, your pal and your dog's best friend.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.